Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, then turn to the Turning Point booklet, our prayer booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer for the day. Follow the guideline on how to read your Bible through systematically in a year. Our daily devotional booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members, subscribe online, whichever country you are, it shall be posted to your phone. You can do a year or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 13th in March, 2024. Something good is about to happen for you today. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You will go far in your pursuit. God said, I should tell you that he will complete what he has started in your life. You will not fail this time around. You will not be disappointed again. That thing you have started, God said, I will be with you. He said, you will complete the process. I will make you complete the process. Everyone who is in a process, your application is in a process, your visa in a process, your indefinite stay in a process, your license, your citizenship is in a process. He said, I will complete it. Your building program in process, your master's and PhD program in process. He said, I will complete them. I don't know who God sent me to today. He said, everyone with something in process, God said he will complete it. Your healing process, God will complete it. You shall be completely healed. I am hearing, I will pay the bill. Everyone who has bills to pay and is getting difficult, be at peace. God said, I will intervene for you. I'm hearing again, I will deal with the strong man in your life. That strong man, that evil one in your life is hereby crushed. What is troubling you shall be taken out of the way. That is what I'm hearing. Who is this finding it hard to press through, to break through to your next level, to get over that deal, finding it difficult to secure accommodation, to seal up that business deal? Who is this finding it difficult to catch up with your schedule? What are you finding it difficult to get through? God said, I should speak over anyone's life, finding it difficult to meet your target, to connect to those people that are important in your life, to break through in your business. Oh yes, who am I describing today? Quickly mention those areas you want God to help you have a breakthrough. What are you waiting and been waiting for? What are you pushing and pushing and you are not able to push through? Mention them to God. Stand in the gap for your children and your siblings, even your spouse. Say, God said, I will press it through for you. Let me pray. Receive grace for a major press through. In few days time, what you have been trying to get to do shall become testimonies. Angels are hereby released to go on assignment for you in Jesus' name. Everyone concerned, believe God, confess your victory. It shall be so. Fast for one day and do warfare prayers on those issues. You will see testimonies. Everyone hold up a biro or a pen, something representing a writing pen. Let me pray. I prophesy God will sign a major miracle into your life. I see it come in Jesus' name. March 13th celebrant, your prayers be blessed and be divinely covered. Your birthday is blessed. You will live a long, productive, guaranteed life in Jesus' name. Say amen. Right? New questions are coming. Let's discuss them. Please learn and apply. First one. Hello, sir. What is the spiritual implication of marrying a lady that has been raped by one of her family members and they kept it as a secret? Will it have a negative effect eventually if nothing is done about it? Wow. The most important person that needs help out of trauma and psychological defeat is the person involved, the victim. a counselor or a psychologist need to sit down with her to put that ugly past behind her and still be able to live a normal life. If she's now truly born again and growing in the Lord and in the Word of God, that will also help. I don't see any negative effect, except those concerned now want to bring in tradition and superstition, which would be unfortunate. That is not necessary. Next, good morning, sir. The person finding it difficult to pass JAMB can also register for JUPEB. It's like the then advanced level. If he pass, can apply for admission through direct entry. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you for that piece of information. Good morning, Pastor. I'm the man who once said my wife left me due to the marriage failure in their family, but she now wants me back. During our separation, I have moved on with my life with another person, as there were so many other issues from her which I cannot explain here due to time. So, what should I do now? Wow, this is why we insist that singles should follow God's divine template and pattern in making marriage choices, and that one should marry only his or her friend. What could have happened to cause that separation, that you have moved on to another person? Like we always said, God hates divorce. You did not tell us if there are children between you and her, and even this second woman. You have made it a complex issue. It is all in your hand. If you still have a place for her in your heart, then the first woman is your authentic wife, except you feel you can't go with her again. Please let all married people, and even yet to be married people, know that marriage is a sacred institution. We can't do it just anyhow. We can't be walking in and walking out of marriage with impunity. Next, good day, Pastor and TPGF. I am bothered about my stature. I look so small for my age, and it is weighing me down. I have tried drinking agbo, herbs, and even blood tonic, but they are not helping. They are not working. The father, people still always ask me, don't you eat at all? Keep me thinking, and I feel like this is why no one is coming for me. I am a graduate and even now preparing for my youth service. What should I do, sir? Wow. My first counsel is that please don't be discouraged and don't have a low esteem of yourself. The fact that despite your stature, you pass through school and you are even a graduate getting ready for youth service tells me you are a normal human being. Don't look down on yourself. Eat well, dress nice, and work hard. Someone destined for you by God will locate you soon. I don't know what people with small stature your age can do or eat to increase their stature, other than to accept yourself as you are, be happy, and move on with your life. Listeners, if anyone has a different opinion on what she can do, send it in so we can send it to her. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I want to ask, why is it that all that I helped when they are in difficulties always pay me back with evil, including pastors? Wow, two thoughts running through my mind for you. Number one, this could be your perception, which means the way you feel. You think you see it so. If not, how could it be that all that you helped? Number two, maybe you are helping the wrong people. So choose your friends carefully. Many times, people we consider helping don't see what we are doing for them as help. Finally, if people don't appreciate the help and your good deeds, consider them done for God. He will pay you back. Next, Daddy said we should know our partners before marrying them. One may not be able to know because you are not living together with them. Some may pretend, and many do change after marriage. What do you do when a man you trusted so much disappoints you by going after other women after marriage? Wow, that you don't live together with the person you want to marry does not mean you should not know enough about him or her in courtship, except it is a courtship by proxy or Facebook dating, which we have said is a no-no. Character, I repeat, is like pregnancy. No one can hide it for long. Bad character, such as lying, pride, stinginess, hot temper, bad anger, argumentativeness, lack of transparency, talkativeness, self-opinionated, must win in all argument, and so on, cannot be hidden. Hiding things secretly, not wanting you to touch his phone, so many. Any lady that failed to see all these shortcomings in the person to marry and say there's an excuse, no excuse at all. See those flaws and then run. For sons and daughters, please marry with your eyes and your brains opened, not with closed ones. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact and do so daily. Today is the prayer mantle service at our Abuja Center. And as I've announced, I am here in Abuja today to conduct the prayer mantle service. TPGF members and listeners in and around Abuja, please be there on time, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp after the fish market. I arrived yesterday waiting for this meeting to bless you today. Telephone numbers for direction 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mantle service in Ikeja, Lagos. I will conduct that service in Ikeja, Lagos tomorrow also. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Same two services shall run simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Please be there. It will bless you tremendously. Telephone numbers to call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. It shall be live stream. So TPGF connect with us all over the world. Pay your tithe and the seed, your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, the partnership commitment seed, the seed of 333 we are sowing this month. People are doing it. Testimonies are coming. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and happen. Go and see the hand of God in a strange way. You will return with testimonies today. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.